I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. A citizen calling in a tip to the Chavez County Sheriff's Office led to the arrest of 31-year-old Armando Hoya, who was wanted on a murder charge. According to Chavez County Sheriff Mike Harrington, Hoya was apprehended Tuesday afternoon at the Church's Chicken on Main Street in Roswell. Hoya was wanted for allegedly stabbing two men Sunday in Lake Arthur, they believed to be his roommates and who worked with him in a local dairy. One of the victims, a 62-year-old male, was already dead when deputies arrived at the crime scene. A second man who sustained stab wounds was later airlifted to a medical center to receive treatment for his wounds. Hoya has been charged with one count of murder, one count of aggravated assault, and aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. In an unrelated murder case, Roswell police continue to look for Jesus Robles, a suspect in the murder of his girlfriend on Friday night. Anyone who knows the whereabouts of Robles should call Roswell police. U.S. Congressional District 2 candidate Republican Claire Chase released on Tuesday that her campaign has raised more than $500,000 in 35 days. That amount is more than former state lawmaker and fellow GOP opponent Yvette Herold raised during the entire 2018 Republican primary. Chase, who's an oil executive, announced in late August that she would seek the GOP nomination to challenge Democrat U.S. Representative Soshi Torres-Small for the state's southern congressional seat. Records show that Torres-Small has raised more than $1 million since January. A small drive-in grocery store named Lonnie's, owned by Lonnie and Barbara Alsop's, that opened in Roswell in 1956, became a chain of 305 stores across Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. And since the death of Lonnie Alsop's in 2018, rumors were abound about the future of Alsop's. On Tuesday, the Yes Way convenience store chain out of Iowa announced it has entered into an agreement to purchase the Alsop's convenience stores. The Yes Way Corporation has acquired over 150 convenience stores located in Iowa, Texas, here in New Mexico, and Oklahoma. Jean Johnson, a grandmother from Capitan who disappeared in May of this year, has now been featured on national websites like NBC and Oxygen and now are sharing Jean's story. The family hopes it will lead to the whereabouts of Johnson. Johnson disappeared from her home in Capitan and hasn't been seen since. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tommy Reese.